For the past few years, WNYC has been training New York City teenagers to produce their own radio stories. We call the series Radio Rookies. Maybe you've heard some of them. After the tragedy of September 11th, we asked some of the rookies to give us their reactions.
September 11th brought out the chicken in me. They say you have nothing to fear but fear itself, but my behind is scared of everything. Airplanes, bombs, anthrax, you name it, and I'm scared of it. On the morning of September 11th, my family was peacefully lounging around when one of my girlfriends called me and asked me, "Do you see what's going on? Turn on the TV." I just thought another celebrity died or something. But there it was, World Trade Center on fire, and another plane crashing into the second one. My heart raced and my body sank. I rubbed my belly as if to comfort my unborn child, maybe even shield it from these images.
On September 11th, 2001, I cried more than any other day in my life. My eyes swelled up and my cheeks were hot. Today, the World Trade Center tragedy still affects those of us left alive. I still feel sad. I feel sad for the victims and their families. I feel sad that I've never visited the World Trade Center.
I am 16 and I wanted my future kids to be able to take the tour of the Twin Towers, like I did when I was younger.
A lot of children are suffering for losing one of their parents. A lot of wives for losing their mates. A lot of mothers for losing their sons, and so on. It is going to be hard to rebuild this city, but it's going to be even harder for people to rebuild their lives.
Breaking news, buildings down, people falling, won't be found. What I feel, I can't explain. Memories of that day remain.
I see the faces of the city, regular day-to-day business people. I look at them and imagine them in panic, dirty, running and jumping. The people, my God, jumping. Until now, my only fears were miscarriage and labor. Now it's life itself.
My mother asked, "Are you okay?" I lived my life like another day. Got tired of all the news stories, but a future attack was in my worries.
I really wonder when they will find Osama bin Laden. I really hate him. Hate is such a strong word, but I really do. My friends and I always talk about how if we see bin Laden, we're going to kill him. At my church, some of us even made an eye signal, winking twice, which we will use to tell each other that bin Laden is in our house if he hides out there. Many of my friends are scared and they ask me, what should I do? I really don't know what they should do.
The tragic accident that happened to the World Trade Center did not affect my daily life. Where I live in Harlem, the kids didn't stop playing basketball and the adults kept going to work. They had to support their families. If we stop going on with our daily lives, that just shows the terrorists that their plan worked.
What happens next, I have no clue, but I choose to start anew.
My only brother signed up for the Army Reserves on September 10th. One day can make all the difference. He told me that if he knew that this was going to happen, he wouldn't have signed up at all. I'm afraid that his blood will be shed and I will be left brotherless. I've seen textbooks about wars that America was involved in. Before, it was just a piece of paper that I was reading. It wasn't real. Now, with the fear of my brother fighting in a war, I understand.
My global studies teacher says, we're living history right now. The fact that I'm living through history shocks me. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Linda Lee.
I'm rookie reporter Heather Oplinger.
I'm radio rookie Antoine Basilio.
I'm rookie reporter Janelle Lewis.
This is radio rookie Jimmy Valfon.
This is radio rookie Mary Forey.
I'm rookie reporter Janice Nieves.
The Radio Rookie series and today's montage was produced by Marianne McCune and Zarina Patel.